I want to talk about direction with faith. We all get directions. We all get told where to do, what to do, how to do it. You know, it's all there. And people accept or not accept. But once you accept the directions, then you have to put it into action. It is up to us to use our faith with the directions to accomplish the job. Paul and Silas and Timothy were in Philippi. They were preaching the gospel, and following them was a woman who was possessed of a devil of divination. And she was saying, you know, these are the men of God, follow them, listen to them. And Paul got tired of it after a couple of days and turned to the woman and said, devil, come out of her. And the devil left. The people who made money by her divination got angry at Paul and stirred up the people of Philippi against Paul and Silas. They, so much so that they arrested Paul and Silas and put them in jail. They chained them and stuck them in prison. Remember, this is direction with faith. God sent them to Philippi to preach the gospel. So they began to use their faith. They began to sing and to pray about midnight. All the prisoners heard them singing and praying, and all of a sudden there was a great earthquake. The earthquake shook so much that all the prison doors opened and all the chains fell off the prisoners. Now the keeper was woken up by the earthquake, and thinking that all the prisoners had ran out and had escaped, he was responsible for all those people. He was going to kill himself. And Paul called out to him and told him not to. They're all here. There was nobody left. We were all there. And he went and fell down before Paul and said, what must I do to be saved? He didn't know exactly what he was saying, but Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The keeper took Paul and Silas out of the prison, washed them up, fed them, and listened to the gospel preached. He and his family all gave their hearts to the Lord. And as they were doing, Paul went about, they will release Paul and let him go into the city and go about his business. Many times when God gives us directions, it's going to be tough. You're going to know that things are going to happen. And that's not the point of it. The point of it is to accomplish what God wants to do where he sends you. If he sends you to preach the gospel to someone or to tell someone about Jesus, tell someone. And use your faith that it will work out like it's supposed to work out. Whether or not it gets hard before it gets better, Jesus sent you, do the work so that God's will is accomplished on this earth. Jesus said it when he was 12 years old. He said, I must be about my Father's business. And that is the point. God sends us out into this world with direction and to use our faith to accomplish his goals on this earth.